T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Selection Sunday yesterday, and UB earns a number 6 seed and will play the winner between Arizona State and St. John's. We found that all out yesterday. Today we talked to UB Bulls men's head coach, the one and only Nate Oates. Congratulations, coach.
Thanks, Janet.
Wow. Can I just tell you, I have I sit on this one couch when I'm watching the Bulls play now, and now I'm completely superstitious, but that was a good game on Friday night. How'd you feel about it?
I mean, it was good. We jumped out to a great start and then kind of let them back in. And they cut it to 3 there with about, I think, 4 minutes, somewhere just over 4 minutes. And then we kind of closed it well. It's what happens when you got a senior group. You can figure out how you got to close the game. I think we finished on a 13-2 run. So we played well enough to win. We're going to have to play a little bit better this weekend to make it past the first weekend of the tournament.
Mm-hmm. So, obviously, the big storyline. Do you think that was fixed, that Buffalo plays Arizona State, possibly?
Listen, do you think it was coincidence, Janet?
I do. I will say it. I mean, come on. Of course they want that Bobby Hurley, Nate Oates rivalry, but first they've got to have Arizona State beat St. John's, and that's not going to be easy.
No, it's not. That's what I'm saying. I mean, like, we can't just prepare for one team. You know, I've seen a lot of Arizona State play. I watched them. I'm friends with Bobby. I talked to Bobby last night for a while, and I'd rather not play him, but for his sake, I hope he wins. I'm glad he's in the NCAA tournament. I know he was a little nervous. They were on the bubble, and that's why they're playing the playing game. So this is the first time Arizona State's made back-to-back NCAA tournaments since 1981. So he's doing a heck of a job down there. But yeah, I'm just going to watch the game. We're going to play whoever we play. I mean, I'm friends with Bobby now. I'll be friends with him after the game if we have to play him. I'm not.
Nate, I need you to have the eye of the tiger. I need you to compete. I need you to want to beat every team, even your friends.
I'm nice of a guy. I'm going to try to beat him. There's no question about that. The one thing I will say, it's a good thing that we don't have head coaches play one-on-one, because I'd have, like, the best, late 80s, early 90s basketball stars in the country, Chris Mullin, yeah. Bobby Hurley. Right. I wouldn't have a shot in that one.
Yeah, but does he still have a shot? Like, is he still good on the court?
I mean, he's not bad. We used to play a little pickup here at Buffalo in the mornings. He can still make some jumpers. I don't know if he could beat you in a horse, but he's not bad.
Of course he couldn't. Now, that's enough basketball talk. Let's talk about your gear. I love that family shirt.
You like that?
I do. It's amazing.
Yeah, you need one of those.
I do.
Hey, speaking of gear, we're headed to Tulsa. You've got about 50 pairs of cowboy boots.
I do.
Do you have any, like, in men's size? Like, maybe I don't have any cowboy
I
boots.
I do. First of all, I do have cowboy boots, but I've got such a good-looking Stetson cowboy hat. You need to wear it on the court. I would love to see that.
I want to see Nate wearing the little bolet tie, the little one with the strings coming down,
I had those suit. I had those when I was a kid.
Yep, perfect. Get that. You want to get yourself a buckle. And if you think it's too big, it's not big enough, you're going to be in Tulsa, baby. You need to go big or go home. With big bull horns on it, man. Send that message.
You guys need to get me an outfit together the next day.
Listen.
Big belt buckle.
Chaps.
Bull riding buckle.
I love this.
You want a belt buckle that needs its own seat on the plane, is what I'm talking about.
Nothing says winning like that. Why in the now? Getting back to the, I need to talk more about this because I'm holding my brackets. This sheet means so much to me. So why did they list UB as Buffalo? Is that something you guys wanted?
Rather than UB, you mean?
Or SUNY Buffalo or whatever? It just says
No. We were going the whole New York Bulls thing back. That was when Danny White was the AD.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They've decided to we're just Buffalo now. We want the city of Buffalo to embrace us. So. We got the new Bullhead logo. You like the new logo.
I love it. Of course I do.
Yeah, I love it too.
I have to tell you, I see it. I see the Bulls playing Gonzaga, and I'm ready for that game.
I see that happening. You know how we would have to beat either Arizona State or St. John's and Texas Tech and Michigan.
Okay.
We're up there with some heavy hitters.
All right.
we,
You are.
I'm with you. I'd love to see that game.
I think
you know Michigan's game. You'd be fine. You'd be great.
Yeah, I think in the Sweet 16, you're going to play Michigan, and then you will play Gonzaga in the Elite Eight. That's what I'm predicting.
That would be great. One of my former assistants is the assistant at Michigan now. So.
Oh, good. So there's a storyline there, too.
We got ties all over in this thing.
Describe the dynamic between you and Bobby when you were working for him, because some people say maybe you were the one that made it happen for him. You were the brains of the operation.
Yeah.
Describe your day-to-day. I know you're friends. I know you guys talk on the phone, but at that time when you were working under him, are you always thinking, hey, if that guy leaves, I got my shot, which is what happened. Explain that dynamic.
Look, he was actually really good to work for. I mean, he's obviously a household name from his career at Duke, and he's got that whole thing going on. But when you get to know him, like he's really actually a pretty down-to-earth guy. He's really intense, and when you lose games, it's not good. Nobody likes to lose. We're all winners, but he's on another level with the competitive stuff. So just make sure you win games. As long as you're doing well, everything's fine. When you start to, if you lose two in a row, then it gets a little dicey around the office. But, he was great to work for. He gave me a shot. I was a high school coach. He brought me in as his top assistant. There's not many guys that would do that.
That's amazing. When it happened on Sunday and it was Selection Sunday and you found out you had a sixth seed, were you happy with that? Because I know some people talk that you could have gotten a four or a five.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed. We've got the best record in college basketball right now.
Right.
Us and Houston are tied at 31-3, so to have the best record in college basketball, and I was hoping for a five. I didn't know if we could pull four off. I would have been really upset if we got anything lower than a six, but my gut feeling told me it was going to be a six based on all the predictions everywhere else. So,
yeah, because Marquette got the five seed in the Western Conference.
Yeah, they did, and they had beat us. So, I mean, now they had also lost. I think they might have lost five in a row at one point here late. So, and we've won 12 in a row to finish the year, and they always talk about, playing well late and who's on a run. And so we're on a run, but it is what it is. We were upset last year with our seed. We were upset with our seed, and we were upset with where they sent us, and it all worked out great. So I just said we're gonna go wherever they send us, and we're going to play whoever they have us play, and we'll figure it out.
Good. I like that. How are your players? What's the mindset like?
You know what? They're in a good mindset. I mean, they're a little disappointed. They all thought we'd get a four or five, but like I told them last night after the selection show, you guys were mad last year. Take it and use it, like we did last year.
Are you going to watch spring break movies this week? Because it is UB's spring break. I mean, they're missing that, the beach and all.
Maybe you can send us some suggestions.
I
think I'm going to be locked into watching a basketball film. Maybe after the season, we can go back and catch up on spring break movies.
I think A Star is Born is finally out for
home viewing. No, that's not like a spring break movie.
That's the one you keep watching.
You need like the party. I love that movie so much. Is it easier to have, I'm kind of bummed out that the school is off for spring break this week, but maybe it's easier for the players so they don't have to think about academics?
Yeah, I think it is good. They're just got to worry about basketball. Let's get locked in and watch a bunch of basketball video and get ourselves ready to play.
But you get good parking spots. What do you?
Yeah.
Seriously, get part.
That's
best,
a good point. That's
best
good
spots
point.
Of the year.
Yeah. That's a great point.
So, are you expecting a big Buffalo squad coming to Tulsa?
Man, I don't know. It was hard to get them out to Boise. We had a decent amount coming to Boise. So, I'll tell you what though. CJ Massenburg from Dallas. That's a 4-hour trip. So, the Massenburg family better come strong from Dallas.
Yeah.
I'm glad you brought up family again. Are these
family.
The sweatshirts, are they available in different colors, or is it just the gray with the, like, what are we looking for?
But
for the
are
merch?
We wearing it with it? I think I need to wear it with the joggers.
Do we cinch it? It's got to be an outfit.
Oh, yeah.
Janet, you wear the joggers now, huh?
100%.
You're a big fan of the joggers?
Of course. Yeah. I love the joggers.
Janet's ankle
like
game is
on
awesome.
On point. Yeah, well, I have good ankles.
Because then you can show off your shoes. When you wear joggers now, then everybody actually gets to see the whole shoe.
Well, I need to get you in, like, just white sneakers. Completely white sneakers. What's going to have to happen to get you to wear white sneakers?
Well, like just like a pair of Forces, like Air Force Ones?
I love those. Yeah.
I always had a fresh pair of Ones when I was back in Detroit. Maybe I'll have to buy another pair.
I think you need to. I think, or just go to the room over there where there are sneakers. Because aren't there like tons and tons?
No, we're not Duke. We're Buffalo. We don't have a million sneakers sitting in a closet somewhere.
Oh, darn. I thought there was like a whole shoe closet.
We need to come to your place,
you
Tony
do.
Walker.
They
Tony
would,
Walker,
yeah,
prepare for us.
Of course, yes, they'll be happy to sponsor you guys. You're winners. We like.
Let
winners.
Me ask your thoughts on King Zion over there at Duke. What do you think of this guy?
He's pretty good. I'm trying to figure out if we have to play him. Who's going to guard him? I think maybe Nick Perkins, but. Mm-hmm. Other than that, we might have some problems with him.
You're going to have to put someone on someone's shoulders to block that guy.
Listen, you guys, anything can happen in March Madness.
Anything can happen.
It's going to happen for the UB Bulls.
Any given Friday, you know what they say.
Any given game, right?
Any given Friday, that's a different movie. That's a different one.
That's a good spring break movie, by the way.
One, two, three, four. You got five more wins in your coach? One, two, four, five, six more wins.
I sure hope so. We're going to make a run at it.
I this would be really cool if you got this done.
Yeah, it would be sweet. I agree.
Yeah.
So let's get it done.
All right. We're proud of you, and we have your back, and we're going to make sure that we get that message out. If there's a hashtag that our listeners can use to get to you guys so you read all the messages from everybody who's excited about this game on Friday, we would love one.
Is it UB Horns Up or just Horns Up? What do you prefer, Coach?
I think just go Horns Up. I think that's what our deal is, right? Horns Up?
Yeah, we love it.
Horns up rather than forks up. We don't no forks up, just horns up.
Well, you are going to be in Tulsa, a lot of steak there. So yeah. That'll be cool. Nice talking to you. Thanks for the time.
All right, take care.
All right, UB Bulls head coach Nate Oates on KISS 98.5.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.